Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're going to jump right in here and get onto the phones and see if we can help a few folks out with whatever's ailing them. And first, we've got Aaron.
Hi.
With a Fujitsu laptop, and welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
Do you know, Aaron, we have Chad here who's drinking Fiji water.
What does that have to do with a Fujitsu laptop?
Kind of sounds the same.
Fiji water's actually really good, though.
See?
It is.
Wow.
I agree.
Wow. Yeah, Fiji, Fujitsu, those sound exactly the same.
Exactly.
Hey, Aaron, yeah. Since we're a quality radio program that you can count on, how can we help you out?
Well, actually, I just recently got married, and I was excited about having all these digital pictures, and I wrote over the top of probably between 300 and 400 pictures. I did the SanDisk, and I was downloaded it onto the computer.
Okay.
And I have a file called Wedding File, and it says, okay, you have pictures 001 and these other pictures already. Do you want to replace them? Well, I misunderstood. I thought replacing would just bump those down to, you know, higher numbers. Mm. And go over the top. And I went over between 300 and 400 pictures. Is there any way to get them back?
Well, the answer gets very complicated very quickly. Is there any way to get it back? Possibly. There's not really a black or white kind of answer here, but I can tell you that what has to happen to try to get those files back is that some sophisticated kind of software and somebody who knows how to use it, more importantly, has to take a look at the information, and not just the information that you and I see, actually the information that's kind of under the covers, so to speak.
Okay, we had a guy, our computer guy, we had him... He works for ASU, and he used a program called Get Data Back, and he was unable to find it with that. Is there anything else possibly that could be used?
There are all kinds of different tools out there. Get Data Back is something you can get off the Internet. It's a fairly simple program that goes out there and tries to uncover deleted files and things. But the problem you have is that the files weren't deleted. They were actually overwritten.
What about a system like Restore? Would that even do it?
System Restore is not going to do anything for you on something
it.
Like that.
Eesh.
What you'd need is, one of the things that we do in our everyday business is we do data recovery, and there's some sophisticated tools out there that's a lot more than a program like Get Data Back.
Okay.
And, for example, you can go to the store, and you, as a consumer, can go buy a Black & Decker tool. But the pros probably don't use Black & Decker. They probably go and get the pro grade, which I don't even know what the tool might be, but maybe a DeWalt maybe is a pro grade. And that's even something a consumer might be able to get, but there's maybe even a higher level than that, and I'm not in the industry, so I don't know. The same thing kind of exists, which is a bad analogy. I know.
Quit
looking at
bad.
Me like that.
That was like me, one of mine.
It's a really bad analogy. But my point is that there are tools out there that if you download them off the Internet and it's $100 for this tool that's supposedly supposed to get every piece of data back that you ever could get, that's something that, on a simple level where you accidentally just deleted some things, you might be able to get some things done. But when it comes to the problem that you have, there's a lot more sophisticated tools out there.
And the experience that the people have in doing it is what's really going to bring it
back. If it's something
back.
That's really, really important to you, I can tell you that it can get fairly expensive fairly quickly.
Right.
I've seen things, you know, in our business, anything between a couple $100 to thousands of dollars, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with pictures, things like that. That's fairly common. You're talking about a fairly common operating system and fairly common components. The price is usually down in the hundreds, not the thousands.
Okay.
But it could cost a lot of money to get back some of those things. So you have to kind of decide, is it important to you?
With no guarantee that we'll even get them back, correct?
Correct. Most companies out there will charge you some kind of fee to get into it, to take a look at what's going on, to see if
like
there's a
diagnose.
Possibility. Yeah, like a diagnosis fee. And then they won't charge you anything beyond that diagnosis if they're not able to do anything for you.
Okay.
And that's the way most data recovery companies operate. The kind of loss that you have, you're going to need probably a professional to be able to go down that path.
Okay, yeah, they were wedding pictures. So needless to say, I sat at my wedding night crying my eyes out. We still have a lot of wedding pictures that we do have. But,
right.
You know, there's some memories that, you know, we can't even get back, and I was sad.
And how long ago were these pictures taken?
On the 30th of June.
Okay, the other possibility is that there might be a way to recover the pictures off of the actual little cartridge or the little memory chip that goes within your camera.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different possibilities there, but you kind of got to evaluate how important it is to you, and then you can do some research kind of online if you want, or you're welcome to take it to one of our locations and somebody can explain to you kind of the processes and what might happen.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, congratulations on getting married.
Thank you.
And good luck on getting those pictures back.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's sad.
We got to take a quick break here.
All
we got another
memories.
Half hour left of the show. When we come back, 602-277-5827. More your calls, more your questions. When we return right here on the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR.
It's summertime, and the heat is definitely on, so a few scoops of ice cream probably sound pretty good right now.